boobies. You like boobies. Vicky likes boobies.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
This is a nice fish, you know? Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish.
Good evening, bottom feeders and underachievers. I'm here to bring you that little glimmer of free hope in your lives. The audio goodness that is Nerdities. This is the weekend. I am your host, Justin, as always, joined by...
Mike. No burp. Kyle.
It's you, Thundar the Barbarian.
I was muted, my bad. Vin, the Barbarian. I farted, do what we do. I had to mute it.
And Joe the Librarian.
Cute. It's time for the weekend.
Functions. That's not the show.
That's not how we roll.
No?
No.
No.
All right, next one's coming at you.
All right.
But you fart, fat, flag, fly.
Weekend. We ask silly questions, give semi more ridiculous responses. This weekend is themed to Thanksgiving. It's all about the foods. And you're like, how are you going to get a whole episode out of this? And I respond, well, shut up and find out.
Good for you.
So like we do, let's start strong.
That's what I was like.
Which... with Mike's question du jour.
See, that's what I was like. How am I going to get a full episode out of this? Because it took me a long time to answer your other questions. My question, though, is an easy one, inspired by the answer for me. What is your least favorite restaurant of all time? See, I was going to be lazy and say McDonald's because it's been, like, decades, and I've never had a good meal there. Everyone has always made me feel bad, but that's a cop-out. I'm going to go with Ruby Tuesdays.
Really?
Wow. The worst meal I ever experienced was at Ruby Tuesday. It's 2.5 hours.
Now,
in an empty Ruby Tuesday.
Is this... okay, so it makes it the worst for you due to experience, right? I went based solely on food.
Yeah, because the food was mediocre and the service was horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I went on food and lack thereof.
Whatever twists your jumblies, whatever gets you to the bad ends.
So like, it was an empty restaurant, and you were there for 2.5 hours?
We didn't get seated for 15 minutes.
I mean, that's
15. We didn't get our menus for another 15. So
15 minutes isn't terrible.
No, it is, when it's empty. When the hostess doesn't even come up to the host, to the stand, the podium, whatever they call that.
Well, what time was this?
I'd say it was about 6:30.
Really?
And it was...
dinner rush.
Yeah, it was. It should have been full swing time, but there was nobody in the place. I say that on both levels, servers or customers.
That's fucking weird to me.
Yeah, at least 10 to 15. I'd say closer to 15 minutes to get our menus. They poured our drinks because we were right next to the bar, and our drinks sat at the bar for 10 minutes. We were looking at them. Took like 30 to 40 minutes to get our meals.
Where was this?
At least. This was in Howell. And most Ruby Tuesdays around here are done. I think that was the first one to get squashed by the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was one of those ones that as it was happening, we were like, we were pissed at first, but then we started to laugh. But I gotta say, it really is the worst service I've ever gotten in my life.
Didn't we go to Ruby Tuesdays after we watched the Avengers?
Probably.
I vaguely remember, like, all of us...
No, we went to Ruby Tuesdays after we went to the Expendables.
Yeah.
There was one right by Marquee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one was meh. That was okay. It was a nothing either which way.
See, I enjoy Ruby Tuesdays because I'm a salad bar guy.
Oh, then you're going to hate mine.
So, like, I'm just, oh, salad bar, great. I don't care if the rest of the food's mediocre. I'm not going to fuck up the salad.
It was so bad we got everything comped.
That's fucking wow. Hilarious.
Yeah, we called the manager over, and we're like, we've been here for 2 hours. We can't even get our check. What is going on?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's bad.
It was sad.
Vindar.
Not glad.
Old Country Buffet.
What?
I understand your gripe, Justin. It's America's pastime. It is. But when you think of conceptually what that place is.
A buffet.
A petri dish. Ground zero. You have these disgusting people going in there with their disgusting children. Look at you. Touching shit. You don't know these people.
That's every restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now you have people that aren't on the clock going in there.
Yeah, but it's no different. I've worked in kitchens. I've seen shit. You have no idea.
I've worked a couple kitchens myself. Not to your degree, but I've been in there. And I've heard horror stories of other kitchens as well. However, Old Country Buffet, no buffets.
I love buffets.
Unless it's like wedding stuff. I like weddings where you can go around the cocktail. That's fine. I know these people. I have randos who are living in God knows what. Did you ever, I don't want to get into it, but did you ever see Orders, the lady that had like shit buckets? You know where she eats, Justin? You know where she eats? Old Country Buffet.
Yeah. Look, you can. There's nothing wrong with you having that problem. I personally, it wouldn't be on my worst list because the food, it's not bad. And there's barely any service because you're doing it your fucking self.
It's another thing, too. Give me my food. Why am I working? Why am I paying to work?
Are you one of those people that hates the fucking self-checkout?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah, it takes Megan to sigh and walk.
A fucking course you are.
Walk a half step faster than she originally was. I'm like, God.
I love all these concepts because I fucking hate people.
I love self-checkouts.
Bro.
I work at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
Skynet is going to take over. And you guys are going to be inside the fence. I'm going to break down the fence. And I'm going to say, come with me if you want to live. And you guys are going to say...
Skynet's going to go, need to create your character for D&D.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the worst?
Joe, you know what? Go ahead, Justin. I'm going to...
Wouldn't this scenario be reversed, though? You're the one who likes having people do everything for you. We're the ones who are independent in this situation.
Yeah.
Well, when you formulate that, sure. However, no, you're going to a machine, and the machine do it for you. I'm making the world go around by putting jobs, the jobs reports out. I'm creating jobs. You're taking jobs away.
In 2024.
I've been inside of Walmart. There's more people working in the self-checkout lanes than there are people working in the other checkout lanes because there's security now.
Yeah.
They're making it out.
You have to maintain those machines, which is that's a job in itself. They're producing those machines, which is a job in itself.
Yeah.
The software upkeep, running network, all that stuff.
You have to directly unwash masses to whichever one they have to check out at, because apparently it's impossible for people to notice that the green light and the empty register means you can go there. They'll stand there and still wait to be told where to go.
That's the lazy Walmart.
I hope Skynet comes. It takes out 50%. Minimum
50%. Nah, dude. I hope we have another boom. We have another billion people just get shut out. And they're all waiters, not at the Old Country Buffet, and cashiers.
They don't have waiters at Old Country Buffet. They're
which is worse, Country Buffet or Golden Corral?
I like both.
I've never been to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral's great.
I want to go
because it's more corporate to me.
I would say Golden Corral, because last time I was there, it was very, like, closed and on top of each other. My mind, I was at Old Country Fair when I was, like, 14, maybe. I feel like it was so big, like a theater.
It felt that way when we were young.
Right?
Ponderosa, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't get your logic, Vinny. I want a billion more people. I was in Golden Corral, there was too many of them, I couldn't handle it. I don't... I guess I've said it in the past. You are Chinese arithmetic. I can't read you.
It's okay. Joe. We humans are complicated. Skynet wants to take complication away. They want to murder.
Like ChatGPT, he just wants to take all your effort away.
Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save me.
So my least favorite restaurant was a place where I really, it wasn't for me. A lot of people enjoy it, but it's Soup Plantation.
Soup Plantation?
It was a restaurant chain out west.
Oh, all they have is plantation in it.
I don't think it's right.
In western South Carolina, Joe?
No. it was big in San Diego,
did you have to pick your own ingredients for the soup?
No, so all the menu is soups and salads. That's it.
No, Justin, they had the busboys pick it all for you.
Oh, Jesus.
They had fine cotton linens, I'll tell you that much.
I need, like, meat when I go to a restaurant. I need meat and fish I don't go to a restaurant just for soup and salad.
So there's no meat on the salads? It's just salads?
No, it's just, it's veggie.
I mean, I'm down. That's
yeah,
my kind
yeah,
of place.
Yeah. My roommate was trying to be vegetarian, and we went, and I was bored.
Smelly vegans.
It happens. That's why I never push dinner choices on people. I just usually find my way around everybody else's eating habits.
Yeah, me too.
Shut up. Mike. You already went. Vinny went.
Yes,
Joe went. Kyle, you said you have two. I have three.
Yeah, thank you for narrowing down. I mean, you are looking at all of our fucking faces. So yeah. I don't know why it was so hard for you to figure out it was me that was next.
I mean, honestly, it's...
But I'm glad we're having a little dialogue here, Justin, because I also have two. But before I give you my two, I have to ask you a question. Do you remember a particular encounter that we had at the Fridays in Manahawkin?
Yes.
The service that I, dare I say, the worst service I've ever had in my life. However, I do have one experience where the service was actually worse than that. And I will say that the service was worse than that because Emery was a baby in a high chair. And we went to a place in Barnegat called Sun Harbor Marina. Now, I feel bad for calling out Sun Harbor, because I've been there for brunches, and it was fine. Dining upstairs or dining on the porch for dinner was fine. For some reason, the first time we ever went there, we went there with Emery, and we thought, oh, it's like right on the bay. It would be nice, a nice little family night out, like, you know, whatever. I think it was like right as like the stuff for COVID was loosening up. So it was like open-air dining, so it was like a good-to-go situation. It was fucking packed, first of all. Second of all, the service was non-existent. Non-existent. It took forever for us to get drinks. To the point where Jill and I were going to start with beers, but it took so long for us to take our drink orders, and Emery was so fussy, we just got waters instead. So that should tell you how slow the service was. Jill and I gave up the opportunity to drink beers. And then when we got the food... We each got...
Totally circumvented sodas, too. Just stuck with water.
Yes. We each got... Like, we got Emery something. And then we each... Like, something plain. And then we each got, like, our own thing. And we shared our food. And the one thing that we got... Like, the main courses were, like, whatever. But they had, like, this pot. This, like this steamed pot. That, like, in the menu, it made it sound like it was going to be a flavorful... Like something that would hold all the juices in, and I don't remember what the shellfish was in the pot. But anyway, it was the most bland seafood I've ever had in my life, and I can't explain it to you. in a way that makes sense, because it was a seafood that didn't taste fishy. It didn't taste like anything. I would say that the dominant flavors in this pot were potato and onion.
Potato was
a dominant flavor? With shellfish in it. Those were the dominant flavors. I cannot explain to you. Like, it tasted like whatever...
Like sad?
Whatever, like, stock they used in the pot just completely washed away all the flavor in it.
I mean,
so combined with the terrible service, combined with way too many people next to me as the COVID things were being lifted, just bugged me out. And it took us probably a full year to go back there, and we didn't want to until we found out it was going to be upstairs where there was like a capacity. The other one I'll say is... this place I've only been to once, so it never got a chance to redeem itself. And I also don't know where one exists anymore. Have you ever been to a CeCe's Pizza?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. My experience in CeCe's Pizza, a place that is a self-serve pizza place, all you can eat, and you just keep refilling, is when you're there for 45 minutes and they don't restock any of the pies on the shelf, and everything you eat when you get there is like just warm enough to have been like kissed by a heat lamp.
Yeah. Oh, you've been into a shitty one.
Yeah, well, it was in Pennsylvania. It was out by like Hershey. It was like on the way to Hershey, I think. Yeah, it was horrible. I would say for just the food, that's the worst experience I've ever had.
$10 ain't bad for unlimited pizza for a few
hours. No, and when you're stoned out of your mind, CeCe's great.
You and I went to the one in Howell, right? And
yeah.
We just kind of
after we pawned our my wedding rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good use of that money.
It really was. It only cost $10. We still have money after that.
Yeah.
Kyle, I'm glad you brought up the Friday story, because that is absolutely one of mine. I hate most chain. I hate pretty much 99% of chain restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Fridays one time with my then girlfriend.
That was before you guys were even engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Kyle and Kevin.
What a crew.
And the fucking waiter.
That's with my girlfriend too.
Yeah, the fucking waiter we had, okay, was so into hitting on my fucking girlfriend at the time that he completely forgets Kevin's order.
It was not. The place was like had like three other tables.
It was not busy.
No,
that's when they get the slackiness.
Like
when there's nothing going on.
Completely forgets his order.
Yeah, but there's a reason, Mike. It wasn't just like he was bored and forgot the order.
He was too busy. Forgot the order
because he was too busy hitting on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like.
Now, did you complain?
Back.
No, we did a little rascals thing.
Yeah, we absolutely paid the exact amount. Like.
Well, we tipped him with pocket change.
He got like 53 cents.
Yes.
But like that was prior to the current version of Justin. I absolutely would have fought the motherfucker if it was me now. He would have fucked around and found out.
I got him fired. That's even worse.
Yeah. I would have gotten him fired, waited for him in the parking lot, and then beat his ass. You're at work, sir. If it's a table full of single ladies, have at it. But when it's the only chick with three dudes, odds are one of them's with her.
And then, under your apron.
And then you forget someone's order completely. Nah. Fuck you, bro. Fuck Fridays, too. Shit's overpriced. Tastes like ass.
Yeah,
fun fact about the food at Fridays, it comes vacuum sealed.
Mm.
And then it gets like dropped in boiling water and then like heated on the grill or however. Most chain restaurants are like that. There's some fucking insider info for you.
I was going to say, Applebee's is the same way, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you about the time at Applebee's where our server was clearing someone else's table and had two dirty plates, put them down on our table, took our order, and walked away and left them on the table.
Fun times.
Oh.
My
got
other,
that meal for free.
My other two are Disney-related.
No way.
Yeah, I fucking hate Pecos Bills, and I can say fucking about it because on my other podcast, I talk shit about both these all the time, but we can't curse. Or we shouldn't curse. Fuck Pecos Bills.
Somebody does it once in a while.
It's trash.
I agree.
It is fucking trash. And anybody who says otherwise has never had actual Mexican food.
It's so convenient. Greasy.
I don't give a fuck if it's convenient or not.
That's it.
There's 20 other convenient places. Go get a waffle chicken sandwich at fucking Sleepy Hollow if you're looking for convenience, because it's better.
Go around the corner to Tortuga Tavern.
Yeah, go across the fucking...
Why is Sleepy Hollow midday is longer, though?
Go across the fucking way there to Golden Oak Outpost and get yourself fucking chicken tenders. Just don't eat at Pecos Bills, it sucks. Speaking of chicken tenders, fuck Chicken Guy.
I still say the chicken was okay there. Not great, not bad, but...
The chicken was mediocre. The sauces are all watery, and sweet Jesus, your fucking macaroni and cheese shouldn't taste like birthday cake. And that wasn't just like me. I didn't just taste it and tasted the birthday cake. Three other fucking people tasted it and was like,
"Yeah, handed it off to.
You're not wrong. It tastes like cake batter."
Ew. Ew.
So, fuck those places. Moving on. Let's go with, what's the top five greatest street foods you've ever eaten, whether it be from a food truck, a food cart, or a food booth?
Oof, this is my favorite question.
Vinny?
I couldn't answer this question.
What?
I couldn't. I had to create a list of places I'd like to go. Because I literally can't remember any food trucks that have been so mind-blowing that I know the name of them.
What?
So I did research on ones that were interesting to me.
I did have to Google the names of the food trucks based on where I got them at.
I didn't. Because I'm weird like that. Vin?
I did a combination. I just like street tacos, wherever I can get them.
Like any specific, like, protein, though?
Nah.
Are you down for anything? Carne asada?
Just give it a minute.
I think that answers another question.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and then my second one's kind of Mogo tacos. Those are good, too.
Mogo's good.
But I don't know if it falls under tacos, but I count those as two. And then pizza. Just, if I'm at the street, get some za. Give it to me.
These next two
are from like food trucks that I've actually been to.
Okay.
The Empanada Beast.
Okay.
And Cousin's Maine Lobster.
I want to try them.
I think we have them at Lurita. I think they're having them at Lurita this week also. We had them at Lurita last year or something like that, the year before. They got some goods. The Goose to Seafood.
I can't eat tacos anymore. Joseph.
One is the New England clam chowder from the Soup Man. His friggin' clam chowder was out of this world. We had him at one of the Tucker and Seaport ones.
Is that already a Star Trek pun, by the way? Because I can't take any more.
But the Soup Man?
Yeah. He said it's out of this world.
His clam chowder had so much flavor. It was great. The Connecticut lobster roll from Ford's in Mystic, Connecticut. Phenomenal. I generalized most taco shops in San Diego, but specifically Roberto's in Pacific Beach. My God. If you want street tacos.
Unless you got tacos in.
In LA, nah, better in San Diego.
San Diego.
Beth and I, I'll go a little dessert one. I don't remember the name of the cart we went to, but we were at this German Christmas market in Quebec City, and they had fresh roasted chestnuts. They were fucking phenomenal.
Like, on an open fire?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was they were, Jack Frost at your nose?
It was like negative 20 degrees out there. Oh yeah, Jack Frost was like more than nipping. He was just taking full bites.
All bases covered.
Same place had this fresh baguette with a German bratwurst in it with fondue. I don't remember the name of that cart also, but that was fucking phenomenal.
Fondue ominous.
Yeah, those are my five. Had to go too international.
Nice.
Show off.
Michael.
Okay. Five I would like to go to, thanks to the help of Google. And four of them are pretty doable because most of them happen to be in Jersey. There's one called Mazarepas, which it's a bunch of sandwiches, and they look all very crunchy and very cheesy and very varied. Poor word used there. Pizza Vita claims to be able to cook a Napolitano-style pizza in 90 seconds.
What?
Yeah. They have a wood-burning stove. Yeah, a hickory burning stove, I believe, that gets up to 900 degrees.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's gotta be some thin crust.
Yeah, they look pretty thin. That's in Jersey as well. As well as Hold My Knots sandwiches.
I've had Hold My Knots.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things about Hold My Knots.
It's fucking tasty.
It all looks great. Definitely doable. There's one in Vegas called Fuku Burger. Japanese style sliders, and while I'm not the most international of eaters, if it is beef on bread, I might give it a try. And there's one that I was like 15 minutes away from today, but we just didn't really have the time. The Oinkin Moo barbecue.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Says it all. They claim to have gone on quite a sojourn throughout the South and picked up all the different styles and spices that they could think of, that they could run into, and brought it back to Jersey, and it's not really that far. There's one in Holmdel.
Okay.
I'm going to try that one day when I have nothing else, nothing better to do. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, not really. I tend to not avoid food trucks, but there's generally not much in them that blows my mind.
Kyle?
I'll try to go in reverse order, but Vinny brought up Cousins Maine Lobster. They're definitely on the list. Unfortunately, I have not gotten a lobster roll from them because usually when I go to a food truck, I don't have $25 just to drop on myself. So I've had their lobster grilled cheese, though, which was fucking fantastic. Obviously, I need to have a taco thing on my list as well. Tacoholics, which now has not just a traveling food truck, but has stores, I think like five of them in New Jersey now.
There's one up the road from
they me. They have a chicken taco called a crack barbecue chicken taco, and it earned that name because I had it once and craved it for the following 3 days after that. I needed a fat sandwich on my list, so Are You Hungry? Rutgers, New Brunswick. They have a sandwich called the Fat ZBT, which is, I think I've only tried like three off from that food truck, but definitely my favorite. The Fat ZBT is chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, french fries, onion rings, and barbecue sauce. Incredible. At Lareda, there's a food truck. I say consistently it's the best food truck at Lareda. It's called Five Sisters Food Co. They have a burger called the Whiskey Tango, which is my, I've tried two from there, but it's my favorite one that I've tried. It's two whiskey glazed burgers topped with thick cut applewood smoked bacon, aged cheddar cheese, onion petals, and bourbon barbecue sauce on a brioche bun. But the key here is you get a side of pig fries, which are pork roll fries. So all that together, incredible. But my number one spot has to go to the place that I've eaten at the most, because I've taken several different modes of transportation to get to Halal Guys in New York City. This was before Halal Guys expanded into New Jersey and New Brunswick and all that other shit. Chicken when it was rice. Just a New York City thing, Halal Guys, a mixed lamb and chicken platter with extra pita bread, white sauce, and barbecue sauce. Home run. Consistently went to this place for like three straight years in college. I don't think in college I went more than like 3 weeks without getting a platter for 3 years straight. It's just incredible.
It's white sauce and hot sauce for me and only chicken. And I've never done the lamb, but that shit is so fucking like, amazing.
So I started white sauce and hot sauce, but I got to a point where I could no longer do the hot sauce, and it just became barbecue sauce. And it was, I would say I liked it slightly better than the hot sauce.
I mean, I probably would too.
Yeah.
All right, for me, also Tacoholics, the General Tso's chicken taco is fucking great. Their general sauce, I don't know what the fuck they do, but incredible. The Big Mac spring roll from Dumpin' Roll. If anybody's had the pleasure of having the Dumpin' Roll truck, so spring rolls and dumplings, and they're just like insane concoctions, but my god, so fucking good. And you get the Big Mac sauce to fucking dip the spring roll in. It was tight. A fresh baguette with ham and raclette cheese at the New York Christmas market in Bryant Park. Fucking heaven. Stunk like ass. But tasted so, so good. So warm.
But tasty.
Creamy, salty. Yeah. Like most has. Pão de Queijo from the Brazil booth in Epcot. There's something about fucking warm Brazilian cheese bread. It's like eating It's like eating a hug.
Yeah, you're right.
Makes your whole body just feel like fucking good.
Mm.
And also from Food and Wine, the braised beef poutine.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan of poutine in general. Like, fuck yeah, Canada. Gravy, cheese curds, and french fries. Speaking my language.
Win.
You throw, like, fucking 10-hour braised beef on those fries and gravy and that cheese, and then you put Boursin garlic and herb cheese on it as well.
Dude. Like butter.
Dude. It's a meal. You get a nice beer.
Mm.
Fucking great.
Especially over there in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You eating a go-gurt right now?
Yeah, I froze. Zach didn't like this organic stuff that we got him. So I am eating a frozen go-gurt. Because I started working out again.
You go-gurt, girl.
So.
Okay.
No,
that's not that one, right?
Yeah. Create your ultimate 7-course meal from food that you've seen in movies and TV. And I'd like to remind everybody, we've got about 10 minutes to wrap the show up. So, speed rounds, shall we? Vinny, go.
Whatever Goku eats after he battles, I don't know. I had to see picture afterwards. I don't know if you guys recall in your brains. Mike, I know you're not an anime guy, but it's just...
It's a mountain.
Goku,
it's a mountain of food.
And then bowls and dishes.
So is that your answer completely?
That's my complete answer.
Okay. I appreciate it for time's sake. Mike.
Okay. I want to start off with that instant bread shit that Rey has in The Force Awakens where you just add water and it turns into a loaf of bread.
All right.
The second round would be Aaron Franklin's brisket. I have to taste some of that. The third would be Roy Choi's buttermilk fried chicken, because some Big Kahuna Burger sliders. Then back to Roy Choi, his mojo pork. And then I would get the old 96er, but share it with the table.
Nice.
I almost put that too.
I love that. I love that.
And I'd finish off the whole meal with some of those pies that the Lost Boys were eating in Hook.
Ooh.
Nice. Joe.
Thank you.
First course, gumbo from Princess and the Frog. Second course, you know, we're going to go completely unhealthy, some Sonic chili dogs from Sonic the Hedgehog. Three, the pizza from the second Ninja Turtles movie, because all that pizza looked delicious. Four is, of course, Big Kahuna Burger sliders. Five, all the sushi from the Sushi Master show, the Morimoto show. Yeah. 6, Roast Beast from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Who doesn't want frickin' Who's Roast Beast? And 7 for dessert, Chef's Chocolate Salty Balls.
That's a good list. That's a good list.
Good.
Good. Suck them. Nice.
Kyle.
All right. Course 1 is Rodney Dangerfield's hors d'oeuvre sandwich from the movie Back to School. Course 2 is an appetizer, Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Course 3 is the soup, Tiano's Gumbo. Course 4, my first main course, is the Mojo Pork Cubano from Chef. Course 5 is a palate cleanser. My palate cleanser is a pecan pie from When Harry Met Sally. Course 6 is, the second main course, is a Big Kahuna Burger. And my dessert is, course 7 is a $5 shake. From Pulp Fiction.
I almost went $5 shake.
I actually swapped out. I had Big Kahuna Burger and Old 96er, but I swapped out the Cubano for the Old 96er because I didn't want two beefs.
That's milk and ice cream.
All right.
$5.
I'm starting with Kronk Spinach Puffs from The Emperor's New Groove. I'm following that with Linguini Soup from Ratatouille. Because he completely just threw shit together, but everybody's like, it was really good. I kind of want to know what the fuck it tastes like.
Well, it wasn't Linguini, it was Remy's. He saved it.
Remy saved it, but Linguini's the one who started the base of it. Fried green tomatoes from the Whistle Stop Cafe. Yeah. My next course is the pasta course.
I'm jealous, I didn't think.
I want the pasta made in the cell in Goodfellas.
With the garlic that's with the shaved at the razor blade.
Yep.
Or it melts when it hits the pan.
My main course is I want that angry revenge meal Carl Casper makes after he leaves the restaurant and he's like at his house and there's fucking pork belly and there's all this shit going on. I want that.
That's a 15 course meal right there.
Yeah, that's my main course, man. I want that shit.
That's a lot of food.
And then I follow up with 2 desserts. The first, I want strudel from Inglourious Bastards.
With the cream.
And then, I want the giant motherfucking sundae that Kevin makes himself in Home Alone 2.
It takes like one bite of?
Yeah. No, I want that sundae though.
I love it.
Next up, pizza versus tacos. Where do you stand and why? Vinny, go.
I'm very seasonal with this one, but if I had to choose, I would say pizza because you could make a taco pizza.
I agree with Vinny. That's where I stand. Pizza as well.
I love taco pizza.
Joe?
I picked tacos because you could change the variety of tacos, different meats, toppings, different types of shells. There's always a variety with tacos.
Same thing with pizza.
Yeah, you're only stuck with one type of pizza.
Mike, where do you stand?
Tacos are cute. Tacos are great. Pizza is the beating heart of New Jersey, and I'm 125% New Jersey. There's so many options, Joe, that you could do with pizza, and I have multiple every week, Joe. So yeah, pizza.
Kyle?
I said I guess tacos because they feel more special.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of places that make decent pizza, but I feel like the gap for good tacos and bad tacos is like way bigger. And I think that... And I think that finding a good taco place is like key to life. Like wherever you are, if you're going to be there for an extended period of time, you need to know a good taco place. And I also think the market for pizza in this area is oversaturated.
I will agree with that assessment. Next up, create your ultimate... we already did that one. Create a dessert burrito featuring some of your favorite sweets. Vinny, go.
I got brownie chunks. Peanut butter drizzled, fluff drizzled, wrapped in a pie crust tortilla.
I like it. Pravda.
It's nice.
Chocolate tortilla, mint ice cream, chocolate syrup, crushed up peppermint, whipped cream. Bam.
Nice.
I'll do this though.
Michael.
Okay. Airheads based tortilla. Now and later pieces to replicate chicken. Twizzlers to replicate barbacoa. Fluff to replicate cheese. Some pixie sticks in there for flavor. I call this the Wilford Brimley.
The Wilford Brimley? Very nice. Kyle.
It's for flavor. Brookie chunks, so brownie and cookies together.
Yeah.
Crushed up peanut M&Ms, chocolate chips, cannoli filling, chocolate syrup and caramel drizzle. The tortilla I want buttered and toasted with cinnamon and brown sugar.
I love you. Okay.
God. I'm going a crepe tortilla. I'm making a California style dessert burrito, so I want funnel cake fries, Nutella, bananas, strawberries, and gooey brownie ice cream from Salt and Straw.
Oh my God. You could actually make all of yours. Mine would just ruin a life.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's time for everybody's favorite way to end a show, and it's with the You Piece of Shit segment. We're adding You Piece of Shit to the end of any three lines of dialogue from your favorite movies that are either family or food related to relate to this holiday. I will go first. Once I find my
There's got to be overlap on this one.
There might be.
We have 3 minutes.
I'm trying, Joe.
Who's going?
I am. Over the last decade, Carl Casper has somehow managed to transform himself from the edgiest chef in Miami to the needy aunt that gives you $5 every time you see her and hopes that he will like her. I didn't know we were going to run this tight on time if someone wasn't giving us a 10-minute soliloquy about their chat GPT character. We wouldn't have had this problem. The signature app intended to impress the country club brunch crowd is the caviar egg, a sheared egg topped with a dollop of caviar as an excuse. For a chef, I have to read it. Carl Casper can best be summed up by the first bite of his needy and yet, by some miracle, also irrelevant chocolate lava cake. Casper didn't even have the courage to undercook the cake, thus curiously lacking its signature molten center. The sad dessert is emblematic of Carl Casper's disappointing new chapter. His dramatic weight gain can only be explained by the fact that he must be eating all of the food that gets sent back to the kitchen. 2 stars, you piece of shit.
There you go.
Joe.
I want to follow up.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking molten, you piece of shit!
Nice. Joe.
Quote from The Godfather 2. You piece of shit. There you go.
Vinny.
It was long. I couldn't do it.
The suspense is terrible. I hope it'll last, you piece of shit.
Oh, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Kyle.
It's me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to work here, in this restaurant, I think you have to ask yourself one question. How do you feel about frontal male nudity, you piece of shit?
Waiting. Nice. People eat because they are hungry. I want to make food that makes people stop eating, you piece of shit. That's the Bradley Coopers in the movie Burnt.
Okay. Never did see that one. I killed a man with this thumb, you piece of shit.
I also have a quote from that movie as well. What? How did I go? Vinny?
Oh, you should never, never doubt what nobody is sure about, you piece of shit.
I don't know. Joe.
I don't know.
Quote from Ratatouille.
Joe,
you are what you eat. The only thing I want to eat is good stuff. Where it's, yeah.
Piece of shit. Okay. Kyle.
Piece of shit, yeah.
Kyle.
I don't like food. I love it. If I don't love it, I don't swallow, you piece of shit.
Ego.
How can I describe it? Good food is like music you can taste, color you can smell. There is excellence all around you. You need only to be aware to stop and savor it. You piece of shit.
Gusto?
That's Remy.
That's Remy? Okay. You will eat less than you desire and more than you deserve, you piece of shit.
Oh, I know that one.
The Menu.
Ah, that's right. Good movie. Good fucking movie. Joe.
Very fitting. Joe, very fitting for that one.
Bitch, I want you to do a couple things for me. First, I want you to observe very closely your surroundings today. Take everything in. Leave no stone unturned. Can you do that for me? Then I want you to think about what your life would be like if you had been blind, you piece of shit.
Nice. Then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one guy says, I hate being alone. And this character responds, do you hate being dead, you piece of shit? It's under siege with Steven Seagal.
The voice, I got the voice there.
I don't know
how. You bring in a sous chef from an Italian restaurant and I'm the one in therapy, you piece of shit?
Good movie. Love No Reservations. All right, that's the show. Wrap it up, Kyle.
All right, as always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdies, follow us on Twitter @Nerdies, email us @Nerdies@gmail.com, check out Nerdies.com.
Fuck yourself, buy our stuff, the end.
Like us on Facebook, fucking YouTube, hit the subscribe button, go to YouTube and watch our live show replay, yes.
Never be an auctioneer, Joe. You can never be an auctioneer. Thoughts and opinions on Nerdy Crew, eat our cool, hit on my next week, farmer, tell you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And why should I care?
Drop!